Perfect. Hi, I'm Matthew Schneider. I'm here to talk about a digital common that I really care about. It's called OpenFISCA. And as it says here, it's the most widely adopted free and open source engine. It's under AGPL 3 to write rules as code. What is rules as code? It's the idea that if every piece of regulation, legislation had an implementation in code, it would be kind of easier to figure out what this is all about. And this is now 13 years old. We're used in many, many different countries. Here are some of the countries that we're used in. There's an engine, and then there are models of the legislation. I'm going to show you what the sort of product that you can build on top of it. Here is a selection. We don't have everyone here because it's on a voluntary basis to register, but we do have quite a few. One of the most common use cases is for NGOs or governments to build benefits assessment tools, tools that will enable people to figure out what the hell they are entitled to in terms of social benefits. Usually you have to figure out which agencies distribute which benefits. Here, thanks to rules as code, you can just talk about your situation. You describe your personal case, you fill in your information, and then we just send this to the rules as code engine, which basically acts as like a big calculator, but instead of calculating arithmetics, it calculates law. And then it's going to tell you the sort of stuff that you're entitled to based on the current status of the legislation. So that's one most common use case. But once you have a model of the legislation that you can interact with through APIs that you can compute, you can do other stuff. Like, for example, here, this super scary user interface is actually used by members of parliaments in France to simulate the impact of potential reforms. So here is the payroll of a person, and here to the left, sorry, I'm going to go really fast because that's a lightning talk. So in the lightning, I'm going to now create a change in the legislation where I increased the income revenue tax by 5%, and you can see immediately the impact on all sorts of potential families. That's pretty cool already. You can design your own reform, but if you're a member of parliament, you can log in and get this calculated on 60 million, on the whole population of France, on real data in about 1 minute, thanks to the fact that OpenFISCA does vectorial computation. But that's not limited to the governmentary users. You could do your own thing as well with it. Here is an example of that's a user interface to provide some readability exploration on legal models. That's the demonstration one, so it's a very simple model. We have the same one for France. It has over 6,000 entries, and so on. So for each country, it's going to be different. But you can see different things. And for example, you can also see the different parameters in legislation, such as the value of an entry in the legislation that changes. Here, for example, is in the French model the list of countries that are member states in the European Union. So if you ever want to assess if one person is a national of an EU member state, you can either code this yourself or you can just go to an authority that is going to tell you what it is and also what it was historically. Because OpenFISCA stores all the history. So I can tell you, for example, here, that's the initial creation of the European Union. And so you can write formulas that will take as input that am I an EU national? And depending on when you run the simulation, it's going to give you something different. Here is, for example, the hourly rate for minimum wage. And do I have to stop now, or is it 30 seconds?
No.
No. OK, all right. You can calculate stuff also. It's cool.